All right, I am recording. Okay, hello and welcome back to my podcast. Today is an episode which I know is interesting because I'm actually currently actioning the inputs or the outputs that have gone into it. So I'm going to introduce to you in step-by-step detail the AI assessment report that I currently create. And I'm going to link in the show notes a version of that report. And basically, I sat down and said, oh, wouldn't it be quite interesting to test this on myself? So that's what I did. The next 25, 30 minutes or so, I'm going to run through exactly how the report works, how I got there, and the benefits it's already bringing to me, and therefore equally the value it can drive for yourself. And so I guess, let me start the story. So last Thursday, I'm like, oh, okay, what are my next steps? How can I improve this? What is the next opportunity as part of this process of launching this AI assessment project? And it struck me as like, interview yourself. I was like, okay, cool. I'll do that. That's no problem. And I was actually driving to go and pick my daughter up and I clicked record on my WhatsApp to myself and just did an audio interview and the normal questions that I would ask someone. And I got roughly 15, 20 minutes of audio recorded. Now, I'll go on to explain what came out of that and how it works. But essentially, I built a product. I've run it on myself. I've found something that I hadn't considered before. I'm implementing that thing. And this is the summary of what that process was like. So I hope you find this interesting. And as always, reach out if you've got any questions and let me know, how are you inputting AI into your business? What ideas are you seeing? What opportunities are out there? And I'd love to compare notes because it's moving so fast and there's opportunities everywhere. So what is it that I sell? Okay, so pretty simple. It's an AI assessment. It's aimed at small businesses, costs $999. It takes 20 minutes of your time. Maybe that'll stretch to 30 if we're having a good call. And within 48 hours, you get a report bespoke to you and your business. I sell this with a guarantee. And that guarantee is that I will find you enough value in your business to implement within 1 month using off-the-shelf AI tools that the report pays for itself. And two good examples of that being, first of all, Matt, who's been through the process, has a gardening business. I identified about $1,500 worth of value if he was to unlock that in month one. And the report's obviously $999. The other end of the scale is Pete, who is an accountant. So someone in professional services charging $450 an hour. And I identified a bunch of areas. It's like, if you didn't do those things with your time, potentially you could make $17,400 more per month. And it's like, okay, wow, how are you doing this? And that's what I'll go on to explain. But going back a step even further than that, it's like, why did I even go down this path? And it's because I found a report from Deloitte and it said 1 in 3 Australian businesses don't even know where to start with AI. And so the bottleneck it's not access to tools. Like everyone can get there. It's actually, where do you even start? It's that first step. And Matt even emailed me recently being like, Jake, it's great having this report, but like, how do I actually implement this stuff? And so there's going to be an implementation process to this business as well. Once you've received the report, what's the low hanging fruit? And then what are some of the larger projects that we could potentially work on together? Yeah, anyway, long story short, AI assessment, 20 minutes of your time, small business, and a full money back guarantee if you cannot see the same cost of the report in returns on your time in month one. In short, I'm extremely confident that this report drives huge value for pretty much any small business owner, and hence I'm willing to give such a good refund. It's like, look, don't worry, I'll give you money straight back if I cannot find that much value within your business to unlock in month one. Remember, if you're still doing this 12 months time, you could 12x what the potential benefits are. So, okay, going back to last week, I'm like, okay, what's next? What's next? In the car, made the recording, and then, okay, I put it through, I took the recording, uploaded it to Riverside, got a transcript, took that transcript to Claude, ran my prompt with Claude, which is the, in a sense, that's the IP of this assessment. It's like a prompt that I've developed that then generates the assessment, and that assessment I then put into a Gamma dot app report. Like it's Gamma is a AI tool for creating PowerPoint presentations. It's really great. And out comes a PDF, and I'm like, oh my gosh, here's my own PDF. And what it highlighted from my interview to myself were things I really didn't expect. It's so interesting to touch on some of the questions I asked myself, which are the same questions I would ask you if I ended up on a call with you to do an assessment. First of all, I'm looking at like weekly structure. So, okay, it's Monday morning, you kick off the week, what do you do? And run me through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday till 5 p.m. And once I've got a good understanding to like how you spend your time in the week, where are the bottlenecks? What are the things that upset you the most? If, like one of my favorite questions, if you could wave a magic wand, what would be the one thing that you never want to have to do again? Now, of course, there are some angles like physical fulfillment of services is not something an AI can do. And so if you're a plumber or an HVAC or an electrician, great. Those businesses actually very well defended against AI over the next decade. But where you can become more efficient is how you run them in the background. Hence, Matt and his gardening business is such an interesting one because he's got 10 guys out doing rounds, cutting lawns, doing hedges, etc. So you can't replace the physical work. But what you can do is run a more efficient business on the back end. And I think that's a really interesting way of thinking about it. It's like, okay, AI is not coming to take your job, but what AI can do is help make you more efficient. Therefore, you get better at your job. And it opens up time where you can then focus on more value-driving activities. So, for example, in a few of the reports I've already done, it's like, oh, I'd love to spend more time marketing. It's like, well, not only can this report help you do that because it frees up your time, but then it's like, well, can we do that with AI? It's like, yes, we can. And so it's going to be an amazing process where active, engaged, successful business owners suddenly see their calendar opening up again. Now they have the space to work on the things within their business they wish they'd had time to work on. And that's what I really love. It's like, oh, cool. Well, how can I help do that? And, and the point here is like, yes, I'm selling a report. Yes, I'd like you to buy it from me. But I've tested it on myself. And what I've already found on myself is it's extremely valuable. I would definitely pay for it. I've also got some testimonials, as you'll see on my offer page, from others who've been through the process and really valued it. You will too. So let me just pull up the report quickly. I'll have this in the show notes for you so you can click on it and have a look, just so I can run through it. So it's my own business assessment, Woodhouse Media. And the title or the summary, your content production system is already dialed in. This assessment identifies where targeted AI workflow upgrades can collapse your post-production juggle into a near automated pipeline and redirect the recovered hours into the outreach engine most likely to produce your first cold conversion before the 1st of June. It's like, interesting. So not just is this a way of becoming more efficient, but it's actually a business strategy tool. It's like, that would actually be brilliant. It's like, instead of wrapping all my time up and creating content, it's let's compress the content creation process. And then you have time to go and do the cold outreach, to do the direct marketing, to think about how you're going to get this offer in front of people that genuinely need it. And so for me, it said, so the challenge, so my content production system is dialed in, but the post-production layer is consuming hours that should be going into the activity that actually moves cash, cold outreach and conversion. So bespoke captions, platform specific hooks, manual thumbnail fixes, this is time I'm wasting essentially. So I'm stuck in a no man's land of validation. And the biggest single thing that would actually change my week is a paying customer. And you're like, oh my gosh. And not just one person, actually, ideally a total stranger. Because to me, that validates the offer far better than your buddy down the road that you happen to know chucking you some cash, go and go for it. You know what I mean? It's like the mum test. If you've ever been through the startup world, it's like, oh, I've got the really great business idea. I'm going to see, hey, mum, do you like this idea? And mums always, because they love their kids, will say, yeah, I love that idea. And you essentially get a false metric from the marketplace that it's a good thing to pursue. So in some ways for me, the quicker that no one responds, the better, because then I can move on to rejigging the product in some way. So what does it recommend? So basically, I become more efficient and it frees up my time. And that then allows me to deploy it on more focused revenue generating activities. So the four pain points it picked up on. So doing captions, it's time consuming, especially for five different platforms that I'm sending content to. Creating thumbnails was annoying. This is the obvious one, zero cold conversions. It's like, okay, wow, that's a big problem that we've got to solve. And then it's, yeah, I get stuck in my email inbox. Those are kind of four pain points. And the solutions that the report suggests and the time savings is multiple hours per week. So it's like, okay, can we create a Claude skill that once defined inside your existing project, takes the transcript, takes the live offer and the clip transcripts and thumbnail hooks and does it all with call to actions in one go? Now, this is something I will build. So I'll share this in the future, but you're like, oh my God, I then don't have to spend ages clicking between these different apps to create the same volume of content and critically at the same quality as well. It's not about tons of volume, but low quality. It suggested a static thumbnail batching system. So that was kind of interesting, but I kind of went straight past that. And it's like, hang on, AI personalized outreach to Australian accountants. I'm like, oh, what the hell is that? And it talked about, using this thing called Apollo. I'm like, oh, I've never even heard of Apollo. And so I've been using LinkedIn Premium to filter LinkedIn based on founding partner or owner or director, and then industry accounting, and then employee count 1 to 10, and then Australia. And that's giving me tons of interesting LinkedIn profiles to approach. And my thesis at this point is, yes, whilst the gardening business is an interesting business to try and input AI into, the ROI on the garden business owner's time is not as aggressive as someone who charges $450 an hour for their time, such as Pete, my friend, the accountant. So, okay, well, if I could unlock 4 or 5 hours of his time each week, that's a significant gain in terms of potential ROI. Do that. And so my initial kind of beachhead market is accountants. I'm like, this would be a really interesting one to make work. But it's like Apollo. I literally never even heard that that business or that tool. And finally, it was talking about email triage. And it's like, yeah, okay. Obviously, I'd love to kind of get better at email, but I thought that was a bit boring, basically. And I click through. I'm like, yep, these are all interesting suggestions. I'd absolutely love to do this. It gives an ROI. So, what is the financial impact of this? And this was actually interesting to bring up as a comparison to different reports that I've done so far. It's like in the case of Woodhouse Media and my podcast, what I actually have is a replacement cost of my time. So if I wanted to hire an editor or a producer, give or take, it's going to cost me $60 an hour. And how many hours it's going to take them becomes the replacement cost value. But my revenue is actually linked to a one-off purchase, the 999. It's like, okay, so you've got a revenue per delivery hour. So you've basically got a floor and a ceiling, the replacement cost versus the product revenue return. So, okay, that's actually a really interesting different way of looking at it because you, as a business owner, can go, well, this is the ROI on improving the time it takes within the business using these tools. And it's very different to like, oh, we charge $120 an hour for a gardener, and therefore the ROI on this report is three hours worth of gardener time. In this case, you've got the replacement cost and the ceiling revenue to calculate the ROI against. And my final slide here is so productized implementation is a suggestion, and that's referring back to Matt, for example, who spends time clicking between invoices and quotes and checking to see if there were two or three gardeners on site. Like that's actually something I could build him as an automation that is, maybe a one-off fee, or I haven't figured out exactly the business model yet. But he'll never have to do that again. And so that's an hour or two of his time every single week, 52 weeks a year, where he doesn't have to go and do that job again. Unlocks time for him to then look at other areas of the business. It suggests I create a 90-second video for the offer page on my website. Great idea. I was thinking of doing that already. Basically, you land on my website, and instead of having just text, it'd be like, boom, there's a video from me, and I can just talk through exactly why someone might be there and what they're going to buy. And the third is an accountant-specific landing page. So this would be much more along the lines of, okay, I'm going to actually create some paid adverts. I'm going to post those adverts. I'll give a specific landing page in there and drive traffic specific to accountants to that page. Really cool concept. Anyway, you're like, wow, I've just created my own assessment on my own business, and it's made me think about where I'm at in a way that I hadn't considered before. That's really interesting. What else can this pull up? And And in particular, it was Apollo that caught my attention. I was like, okay, well, hang on. That's not something I've even heard of before. What's Apollo? And as I mentioned already, I was using LinkedIn to manually find profiles to then click a connection request and send them a short note. And I'm like, okay, well, I better look into Apollo. What is this? And Apollo essentially is it's another business. You can sign up and it's a database of emails. You're like, what the hell? Okay, I had no idea this even existed. And so Thursday I did my own interview. I created the report Thursday. Friday morning, I'm like, let's action Apollo as the main thing I'm going to look into out of what the report told me. And it's like, okay, here is a database that you can use to filter for email addresses. And so what I started doing is I basically filtered through their database, Australia, accountants, director, owner, senior partner, employee count 1 to 10. And the search box ended up showing me 3,300 and something contacts. And then I've done like a data verification test. I took 5 random contacts and checked them against their LinkedIn page. And I was checking, okay, is the name correct? Is the company name correct? Is the job role correct? Is the location correct? And it actually checked out really well. And of the 5 I looked at, they were all correct. It's like, okay, well, I literally could have 3,300 email addresses here to contact. But the next problem is the spam detection rules for email. This is an area I had absolutely no idea about until just this weekend. You can't just go and email 3,000 people at the same time because your email address will get blocked. And there's a whole strategy to this. It's like, okay, so now we've got a database of contacts. When do we contact them and how do we contact them? So, okay, well, now you're going to go to the next part of the product and you're going to create a sequence. So in the same way that I've used ConvertKit in the past, someone shares you their email and suddenly you get hit with a welcome email. And then a few days later, you get another email. Then a few days later, you get another email. This is kind of the same with Apollo. It's like, okay, touch 1, touch 2, touch 3. You write an email, which is, hey, Jake here. And I actually use this journey because I think it's interesting. I got your details from LinkedIn and Apollo. Hope you don't mind the direct outreach. And if anyone ever watches this podcast who got emails like this, I was literally using the AI assessment I did on myself to help build my own business using the recommendations. You're like, wow, what a cool process to have gone through. Anyway, just this morning, I did my first 10 emails. And I started at 9 a.m. and I sent one of them off. And I got it wrong, actually. I sent one of them twice and he's probably never going to reply. And scheduled one for next week. And it's like, no, that wasn't how this is supposed to go. But essentially, I take 10 contacts from that initial batch of 3,000 or so. And you stagger the email send over a 60-minute period from 9 to 10 a.m. on a Monday for touch 1, i.e. the opening email that you send. And you then sit and wait to see, do any of them bounce? Does anyone reply? And in exactly 5 days' time, workday time, so next Monday, another email will go out automatically. And then the Monday after that, a third one will go out. And so tomorrow I'll do the same thing where I batch 10, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so by the end of this week, I will have sent emails to 50 people that I didn't even know existed using a website called Apollo with a database of email addresses that have all been verified to be specific people in a specific niche in a specific country. With, of course, details on what I'm trying to sell, which is the AI assessment and the metric that I've got around getting back Pete's time could create him $17,400 per month if he actioned some of the stuff that we actioned. And you're like, oh my gosh. So for any business owner watching this now, what I would be asking myself if I was you, it's like, okay, well, what have you got to lose? First of all, you jump on a call with me, you can experience the interview process that I'll take you through. I'll then generate a report that will come up with A, ways to save your time, but like in this case, ways to solve whatever your biggest pain point in the business might be right now, which for me was the cold conversion of a stranger. Okay, cool. And it's more than likely going to have an innovative way of solving that problem that you may not have heard of before. And so, yeah, look, I'm just checking back on my notes here. It's like, okay, so yeah, Apollo's gone out. What's the result going to be? I don't know. Have I had a reply yet? No. Will I get a reply this week? I have no idea. Will I achieve the target that I've set for the test duration of the month of May to create 3 sales from strangers? I don't know yet. I've got another basic 2 weeks to run the test. How am I going to operate things after that? Well, you can look at doing paid ads potentially. You can look at doing a different type of direct outreach. You can do some more warm networking. There's going to be tons of different stuff that I can potentially do to grow the business. The point here is the way that we can now use AI is instead of, and I made this point in the last podcast, instead of going and doing an MBA or going and doing a business management degree, you can actually get yourself into a business scenario. And you take that specific business scenario to the AI and ask it a question in a structured manner. And out of it comes bespoke advice to that situation. And so what it does is it completely has inverted the knowledge requirement process. Like, you actually don't need to go and do any kind of education now. As long as you can read and write and you can communicate effectively with people, there's obviously still a massive part of this that is human to human relationship. But whatever situation you're in, you take that bespoke scenario, you'll get bespoke advice. So it doesn't matter what the business books say. I mean, they are just a summary of someone else's unique situation that's been packaged into a book and sold. So you don't need any of that any longer. Now it's like, okay, where are your biggest pain points? What's your biggest headache? How can we try and solve that? And look what's happened for me. I've managed to implement a new tool, a different channel to market the assessment I'm promoting. And what are the results going to be? We'll have to wait and see. But whether you're a garden maintenance business, whether you're building swimming pools, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a mortgage broker, whether you're an investment manager, whether you are a teacher, I don't even know. It doesn't matter. The point is this process will make you more efficient and add value in terms of strategy to create more value on top of the efficiency gains. Now, I'm just going to double check my notes here, make sure there's nothing I've missed. So, yeah, there's an interesting point here, which I think is good to make. It's like, oh, Jake, well, you're sharing all the results from your report and I can just go and read your report. So why can't I do this myself? You could. Absolutely, you could. But the difference here is it's bespoke to you. So why pay me? It's like, well, okay, if you sit with me now and I'm able to run the prompt that I've created on Claude to your specific scenario, then that's worth paying for. So you can take the report and recreate it yourself, of course, but will you get the right results? I don't know. And that to me is the really cool bit here. It's like, all right, look, all you really need to know is I'm a couple steps ahead and whatever scenario it is that's giving you headaches, I'll help you solve it. And the assessment process is the best way to do that because much like what Deloitte concluded with their report, it's like, where do you even start? Because I could sit here and I say, oh, you know, you want to get on top of your email or, oh, you need to have a AI receptionist answer all your phone calls or, oh, it's like, no, don't even bother with that stuff yet. It's like, okay, where do you spend time? And being someone who is a Bitcoin advocate, being someone who's deep down the Austrian economics rabbit hole, it's like time is our scarcest resource and human attention is the most valuable thing. And this is a tangent, but I've been having a Twitter conversation with someone who's talking about a post-scarcity economy. And in his opinion, AI is going to mean that we don't ever need to work. And to me, that completely breaks my mind. It's like, what do you mean? And I think it's in some ways actually, and to peg down a belief I hold very strongly, I don't see a socialist utopia around the corner where we don't need to work and computers just work for us. Because I believe in human action and I believe in private property rights. And I believe in the idea that if you provide value, especially outsized value, you get value flow to you. Now, money is the ultimate medium of exchange and solves the double coincidence of wants. Hence, you want to get paid in money. But will that look different so what? You're telling me that AI is going to do all the farming, AI is going to do all the healthcare, AI is going to do all the education, I just don't believe that. Humans are going to get more efficient. And therefore, they're going to get better at providing value for the marketplace. It's going to compress the cost of the delivery of certain services and products. But that doesn't mean they won't be valuable. It's like in the marketing world where people talk about, it's sometimes a good idea to market to outcomes. And in some ways, that's what I'm trying to do here. It's like, yes, it's true that if I spent 20 minutes on a call with you because you decided to sign up and pay for this assessment, the amount of time it would take me after that call to actually deliver the report is going to be a process of doing the transcript, putting it through the prompt, sending a PDF on an email. And that's not a huge amount of time. So in some ways, yes, I might earn $999 in 1 hour. But the difficulty is not the 1 hour. The difficulty is actually the front end attracting the customer in the first place. That's going to take a lot of work. So that obviously reduces your hourly rate. And there are some costs of fulfillment that I haven't mentioned, but, you know, subscription costs and whatever else might be going on within the business. But the point being here is, like, yes, you can market to outcomes. And that's what I think ultimately prices drive. It's like, okay, so what? In a post AI and even GAI, he was talking about, you're going to have a post scarcity economy. It's like that doesn't make sense. In a sense of Austrian school economics, scarcity is what drives price, what drives value. And that's breaking my brain. So if anyone has a good insight into why that's actually a possible outcome to all of this, please do share it. But in my mind, that's complete garbage. And the small business that you're running today, you're delivering valuable products and services to people on the ground right now. But what you can potentially do is become more efficient in the way that you do that. Alongside that efficiency gain, actually, maybe there are also some strategic switches that you can make that you hadn't considered before. And so, yes, $999 is the price for this, but I believe the value is much higher, especially combined with the guarantee that I've mentioned. So anyway, where are we going with all this? I went on a few tangents, but I really appreciate your time checking out my podcast and listening in. The whole process is still in a tricky phase for me, because it's like, all right, I haven't converted a stranger and haven't converted them into a paying customer. So at this very point, I'm in a bit of no man's land, a bit of heat, a bit of sweat. Oh, is anyone going to actually use this thing? And I have a strong feeling that they will, but ultimately the market doesn't lie. So if they don't, pivot. If they don't, improve it. If they don't, try another way. And we'll get to that. I've got a couple more weeks to see if that happens. But what I think was particularly cool through this experience is I've already, within just a few days, actioned the insight that the assessment delivered. And it really wasn't hard. It's like, okay, cool. So you reckon to use Apollo. All right, how do I use Apollo? All right, sign up. This is the tier to use. All right, how does this work? Okay, there's a database of emails. You know, do you know what I mean? You just down the rabbit hole you go. And so it's really, I guess let me wrap it up like this. Like, ideas have never been cheaper and execution has never been more important. And so the gap between those two places is just as treacherous as it's ever been. And so for me right now, one of the absolute critical pieces of this is chill, have faith, stay focused, and allow things to unfold. The more that you chase it, the more that you try and tweak it, the more that you force a response or force an outcome, is the faster you'll end up with the type of feedback that's not necessarily real. You'll end up in the mum test category. Like, I saw a mate over the weekend and he's like, mate, you've got to be doing paid. It's like, yes, it helps you test faster. That's true. But what if you're amplifying the wrong thing? It's like, that's a good point, Jake. So anyway, all told, appreciate you tuning in. If this is someone who is interested in getting an AI assessment with me, please reach out. If this is someone who is already applying AI into their business in a way that is innovative, please reach out. Otherwise, stay safe, enjoy, good luck, keep trying, keep failing, pick yourself back up, keep trying again. And yes, at this point, I'm now talking to myself after a crazy, stressful few weeks, and some days harder than others. So thanks so much.